Well, backstage at the Georgia Auditorium is the man that got here early. One of the very few acts that ever gets into Vancouver early. Gene Vincent, how are you?
Just fine, sir. How are you?
Very good. You're looking quite good. How was the ride up? Kind of a drag?
Oh, it was. It was raining all the way, you know.
The question we always ask, did you have any trouble at the border?
Sure did. I stayed there about 2 hours.
2 hours, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I had a bet on with a fellow in Vancouver that you would be there just that long because most of the groups are, and he took the bet on, and now I'm $2 to hamburgers. Hey, your record dance to the bop and the other side, I Got It on Capitol, is doing real fine in the Northwest here.
Well, thank you, sir. Really,
yeah. When did you record that?
Same time as A Lot of Loving. Do you mind if I call you Red?
Yeah, it'd be better. Look, I don't want to call you, sir.
All right. And, well, Red, we cut that same time we did A Lot of Loving.
Hey, where'd you get your big break? Could you tell us a short story of how the Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps got out to the West Coast and got success?
Well, sir, I sent a record out there at first, and Capitol was holding a big contest, and they had 250 entrants. And I was one of the last ones to send mine in. And out of the 250 entrants, there was 243 that were singing Elvis Presley songs. And the song I sent in was named Bebopalooza, and that's the one.
Of course, the original that made it for you. What did it do, 1.5 million, something like that?
I went this close up to 2 million now.
Crazy. Bebopalooza. That was great. Every time we play, we get phone calls. Even today, you know, sometimes on our Saturday session, which is 5 hours long, we play, well, half an hour Gene Vincent, and when we play that, we get a lot of phone calls.
I sure do appreciate all you've done for me, Red, and I'd like to thank the public, too.
What have you got in the way of records coming up, Gene? That's always a good question for a jockey to ask a big star.
I made a record, and the start note went down, you know, and it would come off. The start note was like that. And then I was going to put that out this time, but a fella named Elvis Presley came out with Jailhouse Rock with in front of it, you know. So we helped that one and put out Dance to the Bop, and the next one will be a song called Rollin' Danny.
What do you think about rock and roll? Now, you're one of the rock and roll greats. Do you think rock and roll is slipping down? This is a question I have to ask myself all the time because I've been associated with it since it began, too. What do you think?
Well, if anybody thinks it's slipping down, you look at the Billboard's top 30.
Or Cashbox. I say Cashbox because we follow that just as close as a regulator. We have our own, of course, too.
Cashbox is real, real good.
It's good. Nice big picture of you in this week. Did you catch it?
No, I didn't catch it. I call it Billboard. It is in Billboard, too.
Nice big spread they give you there. Where do you do your recording? Down on the Capitol Tower in the bottom part there?
Yes, Red. Uh-huh. They're all, you know, all our studios is underground.
How about giving us a lineup of the boys in the band?
Well, sir, there's Johnny Meeks plays the lead guitar. Bobby Jones plays the bass. Dude Kahn plays the drums. Paul Peake on the rhythm. We call him Red.
Gotcha.
And Max Liscombe on the piano.
That's terrific. And, of course, Gene Vincent, you play guitar. What kind of guitar have you got?
Gretsch.
A Gretsch guitar. That's a good commercial for one of our sponsors. I'll slip it in right about now. No, not actually. What I was going to ask you next is Gene Vincent your real name? That's a thing I always throw at show business people.
My name is Gene Vincent.
Your real name is Gene Vincent. Where do you hail from? What part of the United States?
Virginia. I was born in Virginia and come from Dallas, Texas.
The girls of the Northwest asked me to ask you how old you are.
I'm 20.
Are you married?
No.
You're not married.
No.
What are the plans?
Well, you know how this road is. you never hardly meet anybody long enough to know them that well.
No, you never stay in one spot long enough.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. I always ask this question, too, but, well, you've been on the road now for how long, Gene?
Since July the 10th.
Since July 10th. It kind of gets and wears on you. I mean, not the audience. I don't mean that, but I mean being on the road all the time.
Yeah, well, traveling mostly is what wears on you. Boy, I get horrible from that.
Do you ever get home?
Yeah, once in a while. I've been off about 8 days since July the 10th.
Where does your mom and dad live? Where do they live?
Well, they live in Dallas, Texas.
They live in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
That's a big state there, man.
Sure is.
Gee, I was talking to Buddy Holly of the Crickets right here where we are standing right now about 2 weeks ago. No, 3 weeks ago now, and he's from a place called Lubbock. Where's that?
That's down south of Dallas.
South of Dallas, eh?
Yes, sir.
What have you got coming out around Christmas time, Gene?
Well, sir, we won't have any Christmas albums coming out. We're kind of afraid to do hymns now because, you know, Elvis done some hymns,
yes.
So we're scared to do that.
By the way, there's an old rumor off the press that you met Elvis Presley in the Knickerbocker Hotel back in 1956, and he said to you, I'll quote the press, and then you can tell me if it's true or not. He said to you, Gene, my mom heard your record, and she thought it was me. Did he say that?
That's true. Yes, sir.
What happened there, anyway?
Well, that was my first record, Bebopalooza. Elvis has been one of the greatest guys I ever known, to me, he has.
Mm-hmm.
And He just helped me along.
Did you meet him somewhere, Gene, before you ever got into the big show business like you are now?
I've known him ever since almost he first came out.
How did you bump into him? On road shows yourself? Were
They brought him into Norfolk. I remember they paid him $53.
I'd like to see the check for 53 bucks for Elvis Presley. It'd be quite the deal, eh?
And he came in with Hank Snow.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I ever met him.
Well, Hank was a local promoter for Elvis in the beginning, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, who'd you say gave you the big start? I mean, did you manage this whole thing yourself?
Well, Capitol Records managed it for me.
They did?
Yeah, they... Well, as you know, I spent a lot of time in the hospital with my leg.
Yeah. What happened to your leg? Do you mind if we bring that up, Gene?
Well, I broke it riding courier service for the Navy. I was in the Navy, and I was riding courier, and I got run over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Gee, how long ago was it that you were in the Navy?
It was 2 years ago since I broke my leg. I stayed in quite a bit after that. I've been out about... just a little after you up a little bit. I've been out about 13 months.
Well, what numbers are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, the first two numbers will probably be more or less ordinary rock and roll, and then as you probably know, the rock and roll was derived from the old blues records, you know.
Yes.
So I'll do a blues song for him about that time, then I'll carry through with the show.
Sure. What would you say to an up-and-coming youngster who was interested in going into the music business? What would you say to do? I mean, give them credit where credit's due, and some of them feel at times it's not worth it and they'll never get there. What would you advise them on the road up, Gene? I mean, you did it yourself.
Well, sir, I'll tell you. I've heard people sit around and say, boy, I wish I had a break, this, that, and that. You can make your own breaks, because there's no record company today that if you take them a dub record that they won't listen to it, and if it's good, they'll record it.
Because after all, they're in the business to make money, too. Isn't that right?
Well, more so today, you know, as it was back when I first started.
Yeah, the younger group, namely our group. How old are you again, 20?
Yes, sir.
That makes us both the same age. How about a shake on that, eh? No, but anyway, the younger people nowadays have sort of taken over the record industry, you know?
That's true.
And I think, like you say, rock and roll is here to stay for a while, don't you?
I think it's going to stay here for an awful long time myself.
But say tomorrow, you know how the hit parade charts change. Say tomorrow things all of a sudden changed over to ballads. You can do ballads, can't you?
Oh, yes, Red. In my album that came out, if you... Well, you probably...
Yeah, we've got it, both of them.
Unchained Melody.
Yeah,
did you ever
realize.
Well, the guitar work on that is beautiful. If you get the right instruments with you, you can do ballads.
Well, who would you consider, now that we're talking about guitars, the greatest guitar player in the pop field today?
Well, there's been a lot of arguments between Chet Atkins and Sugarfoot Garland.
What do you think?
I tell you, I think Chet Atkins.
So do I. I'm with you. I like Chet. I like Sugarfoot too, but I think Chet Atkins is an artist in the true sense, and his music is so original. It really is.
That's true. Funny for a guitar to play his own rhythm, and he does.
Yeah, it's real odd. People can't believe it when I announce it on the air that this is Chet Atkins, and the way he's playing this guitar, it is not done elsewhere. And they can't believe that there's one man doing all this. What have you got for the future? What have you got hopes for the future? I mean, if this, say it all caved in tomorrow, not that it's going to, but say it did cave in tomorrow, what would you do, Gene?
Well, Red, I'm one of the lucky ones that's got something to fall back on in the industry. I've done pretty well, and I've saved my money, and I've got some things where I can fall back on.
You got some things to fall back on, definitely. Have you any occupation that you'd go into if you got out of show business?
Radio. I'm of some interest in some radio, and I think.
Where do you own a radio? Half a radio station recorder.
Well, I own some in Peoria, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And then I own a half of one, not a half of one, but a third of a one in Lubbock.
Lubbock, Texas. I was talking to Jimmy Bowen. Apparently, he has some shares too. You ever met Jimmy Bowen on the road?
Well, Jimmy Bowen's manager is the same.
Oh no, is that right?
That's how we all got in together. See?
That's terrific, because I was talking to him and he said, he said, "Right, I'm only 19 and I've got an ulcer already." I look at him. I can understand the whole thing. Well, Gene, thanks for taking time out here backstage before the show at the George Auditorium to talk to us about your career and everything else. And is there anything you'd like to say to the 34,000 members of the Teen Canteen Show?
Yes, sir. I'd like to tell them what a fine disc jockey I think you've got. You're a real nice guy.
Thanks, Gene. I'm turning red. I better go.